Hello and welcome to Market House, the podcast where we talk all things Disney. My name's Caleb.
And I'm Caitlin.
And this week we talk about Walt Disney World getting a train station,
hidden Pizza Planet trucks,
and ranking Walt Disney World restaurants. Let's dive in. All right, and this is episode number 131.
Yeah, hello everybody.
Hello everyone, welcome back. And it has been quite a good week in the household.
Yeah, it went by pretty quickly.
Went by very quickly, honestly blinked, and then we were here at the weekend, which I'm not complaining. Mm-mm. Because I love weekends.
Same here.
I like not working. If anyone knows how to get rich quick, please let me know, because I would like to not work a single day of my life. It's been good. We've been doing, the weather has been very nice. Mm-hmm. It actually kind of did a random rain session the other night, which was totally out of the blue, but went away pretty quickly.
Yeah, it was like sunshine, and then literally out of nowhere, the wind picked up, dark clouds rolled in, and it started pouring.
Yeah, rained for a few hours and then went away.
Yeah.
That was really weird. It's California weather, so it usually is pretty consistent. Like, if it's going to be sunny, it's going to be sunny that day.
Right.
Whereas, like, where my dad's family's from in St. Louis, it just changed every hour. You've got different weather stuff. So we're not used to that over here. And it was a little taste of what the Midwest is like.
Yeah, because then again, this coming week, it's going to be like high 80s, almost 90 degrees.
It's so weird. So we've actually had a true spring, to be honest, which I'm not going to complain, because usually we go from winter to summer, like within 2 weeks of each other.
It's coming.
Mm-hmm. But now we've had a proper, like, okay, 70s, a little bit of rain, 80s, and then now it's probably gonna warm up to summer levels. I'm not ready for that. Hopefully the weather has been nice to you where you're from, but other than that, we're prepping for the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it feels like some days it feels like it's coming up quick, and then some days I'm like, good grief, get here already, I want to go on vacation.
Seriously, but I can't wait.
Yeah, buying tons of stuff that we never really thought to buy, thanks to you guys have been sending in some tips and stuff for us to purchase for the little one, just to make the trip a little easier with our first trip with a baby. And it's just like, okay, antibacterial wipe for little hands. Like, maybe don't use the Clorox wipe that you're used to using.
Yeah.
Get something a little more kid-friendly. And then it's, I don't know, Caitlin's buying these Klingon table mat things and other thing, changing pad things to line the changing
table with.
There's honestly,
like, there's so many things. And I have to tell you, I feel so prepared, like, buying everything. And I have to tell you guys, I'm a list person. Like, I've already started writing down things. I love writing things down and, like, checking them off. Caleb's more, like, electronic. He likes everything on his phone. I'm, like, I don't know, I'm just an old soul.
You like a physical list. I love it. But at the same time, looking at your list today, you shared it with me.
Yes.
We're literally going to have like, 8 checked bags.
Yes. So I started writing just Maddie's list of everything that we need to bring. And I'm kind of, like...
This is going to be a small feat.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not being excessive. I'm literally doing like all the necessities. I don't know.
So yeah, it's probably a little excessive. So we'll let you know what happens if we even make it. And if we forget things, I'm sure we'll leave a bag back in Anaheim.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of stuff going on. But hopefully you're doing well. Hey, before we dive into that news, please consider joining us over on Patreon, markethousepodcast.com/support. It is a fantastic way of supporting the show. We roll all that money back over into the show itself. So we pay for software with it. Fun fact, do you know that I have to actually get a new computer for every episode we record?
I was like, what?
Yeah. So we use one, it loads up, and I have to buy everything. I'm just kidding. No, not that. But no, you just, you know, stuff breaks and you need to, you know, hopefully improve the show and maybe buy a new mic one day. We're still using the OG mics we bought day one.
I love our mics.
I do. I enjoy our mics. I get into a little bit of the gear stuff and start researching, and I just dream about these
kind of
studio mics
and
all that stuff. So maybe one day we can justify it with your help over on Patreon.
Yeah. And another reason to join, honestly, is, again, we're just one big family over there. And again, there are so many things coming up that you guys will get first. I don't want to say first look, but, like, what's the word I'm thinking of?
Yeah. Like, just kind of more, I mean, it is exclusive stuff. So we'll maybe share a little bit more about what happened on the trip, or we'll just have some more kind of bonus content for you guys over there. So if you want more of us talking, join us. If you don't join, because it's just more of us talking. So, hey, consider leaving a review on Apple Podcast or Spotify. It is a huge help to the show. Also, please share this episode with a friend. If you've got a friend planning a trip to either Disneyland or Disney World, share a episode with them, and hopefully it helps their planning session.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into that news.
Let's do it.
All
right, first up, we have some fun news regarding Pixar Fest, which has officially started at Disney. And I have to tell you guys, I am so excited, and like the FOMO is there, even though we're going to be attending. I wish you were there like right now.
I know, we're seeing like nothing but this kind of stuff on YouTube and on Instagram and like all the fun things that happened. Or I'm sorry, it started on Friday, April 26th, and it goes through August 4th. Just a reminder that it's going all throughout the summer.
Mm-hmm. And again, one really exciting thing they're going to be doing this year, which is brand new, is they're going to be hiding 50 of the Pizza Planet trucks throughout both parks. I literally had no idea that they were doing this. I don't know if I just missed it or I don't know.
Yeah, I only saw this because I specifically looked up Disney News on the interwebs and it came up. They didn't do a very good job of promoting this because it's a very cool idea. So they are decorated throughout the entire, both parks, Disneyland and California Adventure, and they're themed to where they're at. So I'm not going to tell you where, there's only one spoiler. If you don't want to know what it looks like, I guess skip ahead 30 seconds, but I'm not going to tell you where you can find it. But there is a, for example, a Pizza Planet truck in Avengers Campus, and it looks like a spider bot. So it's like totally painted and little legs added onto it. So it's very themed for the land it's in.
That's awesome. It almost reminds me of, remember in Downtown Disney, how they did the themed like Christmas trees?
Yeah.
Was that Downtown Disney or was that Disney Springs?
I don't know.
Disney Springs.
I know. Yes. Yeah. Downtown Disney is the eggs that you can look for. Yeah.
But that's, again, that's such an awesome idea. And then again, how awesome is it? It's the pizza trucks from Pizza Planet. That's awesome.
So again, if you don't know, Alien Pizza Planet, that's in the Toy Story franchise, Pixar Fest, you know, the whole tie in there. So it's a Pixar fun thing that you can try and find throughout the parks. Again, there are 50 of them. So let us know if you end up going to this festival and let us know how many trucks you found if you take part in this. All right, and for our final news story, we are taking it over to the East Coast. Walt Disney World is considering a SunRail train station. So Disney confirmed recently that they're in talks with the state and local community in regards to adding a SunRail train station in Disney Springs. So you're like, what's SunRail? I don't even know if I understand completely what it is. I think it's a private company called SunRail, if I'm not mistaken, that is basically building out a full-on, I don't know if it's high-speed rail, if it's considered that, because Asia has like the high-speed trains and stuff that they're known for. I don't know if that's what we're getting, but we're getting some kind of, not we're, Orlando is getting some kind of train network, and SunRail is one of the private companies doing that over there. This is very similar to the proposed Brightline. If you remember those rumors back in the day, actually not even rumors, they were plans. They were going to add a Brightline train station in Disney Springs back in 2022. That fell through. And so this is replacing that original plan.
I love the name of it.
SunRail.
SunRail. Brought to you by B&L.
By and large. By and large. The train route would connect the Orlando International Airport, Orange County Convention Center, International Drive Resort Area, that basically is keyword Disney, and South International Drive. Listen to the costs associated with this thing. The proposed Disney Springs train station is expected to cost anywhere from $173 million to $247 million. That is a wide range. That's a lot of money. And the entire Sunshine Corridor, which is that line that I just talked about, is estimated to cost $4.78 billion.
Okay, really quickly, I don't know if you know this. How much did Cars Land cost?
So back when it was built, what was that, 2012-ish?
I have no idea.
$1 billion.
Okay, so here's my thing. Tell me if this sounds like accurate. That was $1 billion. This is only 4.7.
Only.
I feel like this would be like way more money than that.
How?
People's lives are at risk.
It's a train. In rails.
Exactly.
No.
I don't know why. I just feel like it'd be like... That is, at least six.
That is why we don't have a great train system in the U.S. is because the cost is absurd. I don't know why it is.
Yeah.
But it is absolutely absurd. $5 billion for, I would say, relatively short stretch of track is nuts.
Well, and you know that a lot of it's just inflated, right? Because of all the people, like the parties involved. Like,
yeah. Oh, man.
And
yes.
And another thing that I thought was interesting is you guys didn't notice Universal Studios on that list for the lineup. Whoa. I am honestly not surprised that didn't go through because I know Disney's like, I'm not going to have, they're probably not wanting people to have the option to go to both.
Yeah. I think so. You're alluding to the original Brightline plans. So, yes, Brightline canceled. Disney claims Brightline canceled the original plans on their end. But part of us thinks that maybe Disney got in the mix of it because they announced shortly after that Universal was going to have a stop.
Uh-huh.
And so probably Disney was like, whoa, 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 whoa. We don't want people just be able to like go back and forth fairly easily
yeah.
on this very cheap train system. And so, I don't know. They claim Brightline canceled it. Maybe Disney made it hard to work with them. I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows? Oh, well. But yeah, anyways, this is, again, all in planning phase and proposal phases. Who knows if this goes through? But it would be kind of neat to have a better transportation option instead of buses or cars to get to Disney Springs from the airport. All right, and that brings us to our main segment of this week's episode, and that is ranking Walt Disney World restaurants.
Yeah, this is a really exciting one because as we all know, Walt Disney World has so many different restaurants.
They do. And we have only admittedly experienced very few.
I know.
Because we only get out there so often. So Disneyland, we go there once every few months because we live fairly close. It's like an hour flight or 6 hour drive. But for Disney World, it's across the stinking country. So yeah. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of time to get over there. And so we go there once, maybe twice a year if work brings us out there or something like that, and we can justify another trip. But again, we just have so many less chances to get out there. And so we can only fit so many things in when we go out there because we really want to hit up rides and experiences versus sitting there and eating up 2 hours to eat, if that makes sense. So our list is fairly short compared to maybe others, and we haven't hit up some of the famous ones like Nomad Lounge, La Salier, what other big ones?
Oh gosh, there's so many.
There's so many. There's like 1,500 restaurants in Walt Disney World. So our Disneyland list, very big. We've been to every restaurant probably imaginable. Whereas in Disney World, it's a shorter list.
Yeah, so we definitely thought that we, again, are not going to mention any of the restaurants that we haven't been to because that just doesn't make sense.
No.
So
these are all ones that we've been to and we can speak for firsthand. And we have a very, very complex rating system here. Let me share it with you. We've got good restaurants. We've got decent restaurants. And we've got, well, you guessed it right, bad restaurants. So we're just going to go through the list here. We're going to start with the good, go with the decent, and then end with those bad, bad restaurants.
I'm excited.
We'll never put that in our mouths again.
Oh my gosh.
And that is, I'm just kidding. Let's go with good. Number one, again, no particular order. Just happened to be what came to my mind first. Skipper's Canteen.
Ugh, this is one of our favorite restaurants, and this is located over in Magic Kingdom. Again, the theming, it's themed exactly to Jungle Cruise. It has the...
Jungle Cruise? Are you France? A Jungle Cruise?
I don't know why I always do that. I don't know.
Jungle Cruise, and yeah, the servers are fun. They kind of like, it's like a Jungle Cruise, I don't know, dad jokes kind of thing. Yeah. They're really fun. And the food's pretty good. It is a limited menu, I will admit. And don't be scared off by like the names and stuff and what the descriptions look like. It is honestly for picky eaters as well. I'm not very adventurous. And they had, it's called Taste Like Chicken or something like
yeah.
that. And it's legit fried chicken on top of rice with the soy, the sweet and sour glaze thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was gluten-free and it was delicious and I loved it. And it was just a fun restaurant. And it's a great opportunity to get out of the heat because it's in AC.
Mm-hmm.
And again, themed to Jungle Cruise. So you can't beat it.
I really enjoyed, though, that the theming carried over to the ride as well. So, like, the storyline almost starts over there.
Yes.
Which is great. I don't know if you guys knew that, but it's a little fun fact. Definitely look around the restaurant, because once you're in the queue for Jungle Cruise, the storyline continues over there.
It's pretty neat.
But another thing I want to mention there is they have this, like, juice. I don't think it was Pog juice.
No.
It was something else.
It was something similar. It was called something. Again, we were, like, we loved it. It was so good. We were sucking it down, and I made a joke, and I was like, I'm pretty sure this came from, like, a...
Like, the Dole... box.
Like a plastic like container. Like it yeah. wasn't like it pre-mixed. Like they probably bought it off of Cisco's truck, came in and we were like, this is delicious. I'm so happy good. I paid $14 for this. But no, it's really good fun. It's a good restaurant. Go there with your family. It's going to cost you a little bit of money, but yeah. it's fun.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we have the Three Bridges Bar and Grill. And this is located over at the almost it's the Grand Casino, but it's
yeah, the Grand Casino Tower out in the middle of their lagoon. I think it actually has like a really long name. It's Three Bridges Bar and Grill at
Villa del Lago.
Villa del Lago.
That's what I was thinking of. At the Disney's
yeah. Oh my gosh.
Coronado Resort Grand Casino Tower area. The whole, it's a weird like.
Yes, it is a long name and it can get confusing, but it is a very, very, very good restaurant. We have stayed at the Grand Casino Tower the last two trips we've been on, and this is our first dining experience on both trips. It is stinking good. They've got a Szechuan wings. They can make gluten-free. Delicious. They've got gluten-free churros for me. They've got a great cheese and chip
It's like deal? Almost like a queso kind of thing.
Oh my gosh. A waka cheese or something?
Something like that. Yeah. And then they have like cheeseburgers. They have different flights. So like, I think they have, what's like the flight
sangria.
That we saw? Yeah, sangria.
Sangria flight.
It's always just so visually like pretty when they bring it out to the table. It's like all in these like little, they're on different heights. Not like stilts, but what no. are they called? Almost like little drink carriers.
Yeah. They're like little blocks with little stands and stuff.
But it's just so pretty. And again, the ambiance of it, you're overlooking kind of like the lagoon area. You can see the Grandestino. On colder nights, which doesn't happen as frequently in Florida, they have kind of like the little the warmers above. And it's kind of like, and then the bar area is really, really pretty. So yeah. I highly recommend if you're going there.
Very good. It does get really busy. So you can add your name to the wait list if you're somewhat close to the restaurant. So make sure to do that, or at least just keep an eye out on the wait list. To make sure you're not going to wait there for an hour and a half, but very, very good restaurant. Next up, we've got La Cantina de San Angel. Is it Angel?
I mean, I would say Angel, but that's probably not the way you say it.
La Cantina de San Angel.
Yeah.
This is the little taqueria outside of the big pyramid looking thing. I don't know what the name is. It's in the Mexican Pavilion. But
at Epcot.
At Epcot.
Yeah.
Very, very good. They had some tacos there, some street tacos. They were stinking delicious for theme park food. Again, we're lucky enough to have really good Mexican restaurants around us, so it doesn't beat those. But for theme park in Florida, these were delish.
And I love the area that you can kind of sit and look over the lagoon.
Yeah,
over the
water.
The World Showcase. Yeah, it's great.
Very, very good. They usually have a mariachi band around kind of entertaining you, and they're very fun to listen to and very talented. And so, yeah, very good spot to get some Mexican food. Honestly, it's better than what we have over here in Disneyland.
You think so?
I think so. Their Mexican food's better.
I don't know.
No?
Well.
Okay.
I don't know. It depends on the day.
Agree to disagree.
All right. Next up, we have the Harambe Market, and this is located over in Animal Kingdom. This is one of our favorite spots to get, and I think they have quite a variety of food, but I think the one that we got, wasn't it Mexican food? It was
no.
like a burrito bowl kind of thing.
I wouldn't call it Mexican, but it was a like chicken
It was
salad.
Chicken, rice, like.
Oh, maybe it was Mexican food.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
No,
it was,
it's not
right?
Mexican. It's, they won't label it as Mexican.
No, they don't have Mexican food there, but I feel like the dish we had was almost...
It felt Mexican-ish.
It was almost like a burrito bowl, but it
yeah,
wasn't...
kind of.
Yeah. But again, it was one of those things where it's a walk-up, so it's not like a lot of sit-down areas. It's not enclosed. It's all outside. So again, one of those things to keep that in mind, because again, it gets really hot in Florida, especially with the rain and everything. So if it is one of those days where it is nicer weather, I'd highly recommend, because it's nice to sit outside and just grab your food. But again, we got some type of bowl. It had like cheese, chicken, lettuce, rice. It was really, really good.
Yeah, it was good. And it's nice to have like a lighter meal option versus like a super heavy fried thing and stuff, which theme parks are known for. But it's nice to get a light dish.
And I loved the area as well because they always have like live music going on.
Yeah.
So it's such a great area.
It's fun. Next up, we've got Ronto Roasters. This is in Hollywood Studios, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to remember what it's over
technically,
there.
Technically, almost. I always call it Star Wars Land. It's Galaxy's Edge.
Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
This is a fantastic spot. Again, if you've been to Disneyland or Walt Disney World, you've probably eaten this. But why it's special to me is that they actually have gluten-free Ronto wraps for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's less the, what is that thing they surround it with? Like a pita bread thing?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just honestly not that. It's just like an egg wrap with a big sausage thing in the middle.
Fun fact, I've never had one.
It's really good. It's very, very good.
I need to try it. I don't know why. I always feel like I'm like,
Yeah. It's because it's unique and probably different. And
yeah.
So you're probably like looking for some
people
comfort.
I love it though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very, very good stuff. All right. This brings us to our decent restaurants list. This is like right in the middle. Didn't blow our minds, but it's like it's a decent bite to eat. It didn't offend my taste buds.
So first up, we have El Mercado, which is over at the Grandestino Tower. It's kind of like, would you say it's their quick service?
It's exactly their quick service. Yeah, so it's their like market thing. You've got everything under the sun. You've got chicken sandwiches. You can get pizza. You can get
burrito bowl.
You can get, they serve everything here. So I will give them credit. They offer a ton of stuff and everything's decent. It's decent food. We ate breakfast here almost every single morning. And again, I walked away going, that was pretty good. Like it wasn't amazing. It wasn't terrible. And the variety's nice.
I would definitely say though that over the past couple of years, it's gotten way better.
Yeah,
like
the first time we went, I was not impressed at all. Might have been due to the pandemic. We went when things just started opening back up. You had to wear masks out. Actually, that was hot. It was springtime in Florida, and you wore masks outside as well. And so we were dying from the heat, and they were working with way less staff. And so it was honestly a weird mix. It was
not their fault, yeah.
It could have been that. So they were just opening back up, maybe not as much training. but it was not very good food.
I would say, though, the chefs there are always spot on with you there. They're always amazing with you and your allergy.
Yeah, that is true. They always take very good care of
yeah.
me. All right, next up, we've got Pecos Bill Tall Tale Inn and Cafe. This is in Magic Kingdom in Frontierland. And we got nachos here, same trip. And we ate outside, and it was decent.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I was like, we got nachos, and like the cheese was different. That was a fun twist on it.
It was like a
it.
White cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, this was okay.
It's really interesting, though, because this is one of the restaurants that I hear like not so great yeah, things about.
People
like,
hate on it.
Either you despise it or you're like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
So
it's
I mean,
never great.
Part of me is like, again, I feel like people need to like remember like it's a quick service restaurant at a theme park. It's yeah. not like you're going to Le Cellier or anything
but
like that.
But when there's other options that you could be eating that are much better, that's probably their argument. Is
for
that
sure.
why waste your time here?
For sure. I'm going to just come out and say, I don't think Magic Kingdom has the best food.
No, they
in
don't.
In general.
It's
so
not very
I'm
good at
like,
all. No.
If you're like a foodie, I would not recommend you. I mean, again, there's obviously good places there, but I'm like, they're not the best. Like, I would definitely go to like Epcot if you're looking for that type of thing.
Yeah.
But it is one of the things where, like, again, Caleb mentioned, we got the nachos there. They were really good. And they just have fun things on the menu. Again, more theme parky, but again, not bad.
Yeah. And lastly, in the decent category is Everything Pop Shopping and Dining.
You guys probably think this is a little weird. Like, why would we mention this?
Yeah.
It has such a special place in our heart because
yes.
this is the first place that we went to on our first trip together to Disney World because we stayed at Pop Century.
We stayed at Pop Century. This was previous to them getting the Skyliner.
Yeah.
So this was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. I, again, was pleasantly surprised. The vibe of the restaurant wasn't getting high end. it's not screaming like this is gonna blow your mind, but I think it was because I had such low expectations that every single time we ate there two or three times. Outside of breakfast, we ate breakfast there every morning, but then for lunch or dinner, I think we ate a really late dinner there one time. Blah blah blah. It was just decent food. I was just so pleasantly surprised with like holy smokes, they've got gluten free options. They've got a ton of options. Like Caitlin mentioned, you could do sandwiches. You could do like ribs. I think you could do breakfast for dinner.
Yeah, there was a ton. And again, it's one of those things too where I do find like every time we go to a new resort, because we usually try to stay someplace new other than we do like the Grand Casino
yeah,
when we go to
that's
Disney
been a
World.
Return. Yeah.
But I feel like we're always going back to comparing it to Pop.
Yeah.
Like that. And again, some people are like, you're comparing it to Pop Century's food court. I don't know what it is. Like, it's just, it's fun and it's unique.
We should revisit it just to make sure it's not like the, you know, first trip bias of like, it was so magical.
And really quickly, I need to come out and say this. If you have not stayed at Pop Century and you've like thought about it, definitely do it. I love Pop Century. And I see so many people that are like, ew, why would you stay there? And I'm like, first of all, I love to pop. Like we haven't really talked about it.
What?
This upcoming.
Yeah. No, we're going in at the end of the year.
Yeah. So like, I'm like, oh my gosh, we should stay at Pop. Caleb's like, no, like let's stay somewhere else. And I'm kind of like, I love Pop Century. And
I wouldn't say I love it. It's a decent option if you're looking for something that's not going to break the bank.
Yeah.
Honestly, all this stuff is stupid expensive. So don't mishear me. I guess it's not the Holiday Inn Express. It's not going to run you like very cheap. It's very expensive compared to other hotels.
Right.
But relative to the Disney resorts, it's fairly affordable and it's not going to break the bank. It's decent. The rooms have been renovated somewhat
yeah.
recently. And again, like we mentioned, they've got decent food options. Bus transport. Yeah.
It's great. And it's family friendly. It has a Skyliner access to it. Like it's awesome.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend it. Caitlin
loves
off topic.
It. This is okay. It's all right.
I love me some Pop Century. Okay.
Yeah. I would stay there again. But I don't think I'd go out of my way to stay there again. Does that make sense? I would do it on a Thursday. I don't know.
If you guys find me at Palm Century by myself, that's why.
Yeah, you'll know why.
Just kidding.
All right. This brings us to the bad restaurants. Again, fairly small list. So that's a good thing. We haven't had many really like, oh, this was terrible experiences at Disney World. But we've had a few where we're like, yeah, won't eat here again. Let's do it.
Number one, the Electric Umbrella. And yes, we know it doesn't exist, thankfully,
yeah.
because it was terrible.
It was disgusting. I mean, this was gross.
It literally reminded me of cafeteria food.
It was cafeteria food. This was over in Epcot. This was their quick service kind of burger joint.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been replaced by the Connections Eatery and Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
They tore it down, thank heavens, because it was not good. Like Caitlin mentioned, greasy, disgusting. The floors were gross. Everything was gross about it. It was old and the food was terrible.
Yeah.
Nothing redeeming about this. I didn't even finish my meal.
No.
No.
The only good thing about it was it had a lot of seating.
Yeah. It was really, really big seating. Next up, we've got, this may anger some folks.
So before you say it, I have to say, I didn't dislike it as much as you did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Woody's Lunchbox.
Yes.
And let me tell you why. The seating, terrible. It's terrible.
I agree.
There's not enough, mm-hmm. and it's all out in the sun, and you're in Orlando, for Pete's sake. It's got very hot weather 90% of the year.
Uh-huh.
It's disgusting. It's gross. I hate the weather.
Okay. So why don't you like the food?
Second, the food was okay. I got the tachos. Is that what they're called? I sound so silly.
It was like, it was the tater tots with like bacon.
And
like
chili. Oh no, maybe they're like, they're not tachos, but like, that's what they have. They have a food item in Disney World called tachos.
Why are you saying like?
Tachos. This was called, I don't know what it was. It was basically chili and sour cream and junk on this thing. It was not good. It was disgusting. It was like slop. It was like chili slop.
Okay. I still can't get over that you're calling it tachos.
Tachos.
Anyways, I didn't think it was that bad. It wasn't like my favorite item on the menu. The thing I got, I don't even remember what the name of it was specifically, but I remember being like, okay, it's fine. I think the number one thing that didn't help us in the situation was it was like 900 degrees outside when we went to eat there.
And we waited and 40 minutes for our food?
Yes. And it was one of those things where like the mobile order was slow. Again, it was hot. There was no seating. It was just one of those things where I think collectively, because there's been a lot of people who love Woody's Lunchbox.
Go somewhere else. It's not necessary.
I would definitely agree with you and say I wouldn't go out of your way to be like, we have to go there because we've never been. It's just, it's one of those you're kind of like, I wonder if the Roundup, is it Roundup?
Woody's Rodeo Roundup?
Barbecue.
Woody's
I wonder
Roundup.
If that one's like a little better.
I've heard decent things. It's stupid expensive. Yeah. So I think families are like, is it worth the money? Like, the food quality, it's okay.
Yeah, I've heard mixed things.
It's more for the experience.
Yeah.
But yeah, Woody's Lunchbox, I'd say skip. The land itself doesn't have a lot of shade, and that was really poorly thought out. So lastly on our list is the Mara. This is the quick service option over at Animal Kingdom Lodge. We loved the resort. Don't get us wrong. We had the Savannah view. It was magical. Mm-hmm. You woke up to drafts outside your window.
It was beautiful.
You woke up to weird bird things outside your... It was amazing. Flamingos. Not flamingos. One of those things called ostriches.
You have to tell them... Okay, so there was this one bird. It was ginormous. It had to have been like half the size of me.
It looked like a vulture thing.
But he literally... It was so funny because I feel like he stayed on this like trunk. There was like this tree trunk that was like laid on the ground. I feel like he was there the entire trip. So every time we would open our window, he was just there with his like wings open.
And he had his wings open. And he was just like, welcome.
Like he was like, good morning.
Yes.
But anyway, back to the Mara. It was not good, like at all.
Nothing we got there was good.
The theming's not good in there. It's just, the food is just kind of like, ugh. I don't even know how to explain it. The only like decent option
chicken
there
fingers.
Was the gluten-free chicken tenders. Yeah. Which again, how could you go wrong with chicken tenders?
Deep fried chicken.
Right?
Is delicious.
Always.
Always. So no, they had like this weird twist on, Caitlin just wanted a pizza slice, but it had these weird herbs and stuff. Like it was just, everything had to be weird.
Yeah. And again, I think it's obviously they have some of like the normal options, but it's more so of like the bizarre, like, okay, imagine like, I'm not totally going to make this up, but like a pizza with like broccoli on it.
No, it wasn't.
Or like,
that, yeah.
I'm making it up, but
in your little fantasy world, I got gluten-free pizza. It was terrible. It was floppy and like cold. It was really gross. So honestly, again, if you're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge, it's fun. Like this is not going to ruin your trip. But it's just, don't expect a lot.
Go to Sanaa.
Yeah, Sanaa's fantastic.
Sanaa's great.
That's their sit down. Mm-hmm. For dinner, lunch, everything is really good. But for breakfast, that's a much better option. Mm-hmm. We ate there and we had giraffes walking right past us while we were eating Mickey waffles.
Caleb's very obsessed with giraffes.
It's just magical. I'm eating and they're like standing right there staring at me. That's amazing. That is amazing. I love Animal Kingdom Lodge, if you can't tell. I tried staying there at the end of the year and let me tell you, we're not staying there. Because
no.
Miss Caitlin got her way.
Caleb, listen.
Caleb, listen. I don't want magic in my hotel room.
Well, no, I do. But you were like, okay, well, I guess we'll have the conversation now. You were talking about how like it was going to be so exciting for Maddie. Maddie's so little. She's not going to understand.
She's
going to
love
on.
It. She's going to look at the drafts and be like, this changed my life. And I'm so glad my parents took me to Animal Kingdom Lodge at this young age. Her brain is just, we're molding it right now. She's learning
like
life experiences.
Mom.
So now she's going to be like, oh my gosh, I could have been like gotten the Savannah experience.
Well, we collectively agreed on
the hotel that we got.
And we're so excited, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so little sneak peek. We've never stayed at this place before for the end of the year.
Yeah.
And we are so excited.
We're very excited. My answer is we're very excited. All right. That brings us to the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. It has been so much fun.
What?
Yeah, I just love how we're trip planning live. You can find us over on Instagram at andthreads at Market House Podcast. Make sure to follow us over there for pictures from the park and exciting news and announcements. Consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, both a huge help to the show. Reminder, we have a Patreon, markethousepodcast.com/support. Thanks to all of our supporters over there. You are amazing. Thank you for what you do. Remember to use our Getaway Today link for your future trip bookings. Check out the episode details for that link and use code MARKETHOUSE10 to save an additional $10 on your booking. Join us next week for another episode. It has been grand. It has been filled with drafts and wildlife. And we may never experience it again, thanks to Caitlin. But bye.